And just like that, it's week 14 of the 2013 season. Let's preview the Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers. John Congemi and Jesse Agler, a little bit of a homecoming. Mike Wallace gets to go back to Heinz Field.
Should be nice for Mike Wallace, especially after the week he had last week on the road against the Jets. Over 80 yards in receptions, a touchdown. He was targeted multiple times. He had positive yards on the outside and beat man coverage, which was nice to see. So if Ryan Tannehill can build on his success, over 300 yards passing, connect big time down the field against the Pittsburgh Steelers defensive secondary, that will help the Miami Dolphins in stretching the field and getting to the attack mode that they want to be in the last four games of the season, where they want to move the football through the air.
You mentioned attack mode, and that's what a Dick LeBeau defense is going to do. They're going to attack you, but if you can pick up the pressure, it presents opportunity for the offense.
It should, Jesse. And really it relies on the offensive line to identify where the blitz is coming from. And that's on the quarterback shoulders as well. So a lot of communication between quarterback and offensive line to pick up the blitz, and then it's Ryan Tannehill having the timing in his head to get the ball out accurately and on time down the field to beat the blitz.
Meanwhile, when the Dolphins are on defense, they're going to have to contend with Ben Roethlisberger, probably as good as it gets in the NFL as far as extending plays with his actions behind the line of scrimmage. In the secondary, you got to be disciplined. You got to stay with your guy.
Well, Big Ben's tough to bring down as well, and he's hot. Over the last three games, 8 touchdowns. He hasn't turned the football over. A quarterback rating of 105.8. So the last 3 weeks have been good for Ben Roethlisberger, but he hasn't been sacked. And the Miami Dolphins over that same stretch has been able to get to opposing quarterbacks 10 times. And Olivier Vernon getting 6 of those sacks. So it's nice to see the Miami Dolphins defense turning up the heat on opposing quarterbacks at the right time. They'll have to do that against Big Ben. He loves, like you said, to extend plays, shred blockers off of him, and then go for the big play down the field. So that's one of the things. Clock in your head, Brent Grimes on one edge. You know, you have to be able to stick like plaster down the field. Linebackers have to be able to get on Ben Roethlisberger in the pocket and keep him there. That'll prevent the big play.
Weather could be a factor. It's not expected to be particularly nice in western Pennsylvania. No surprise for early December. You mentioned Olivier Vernon, by the way. He is the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Should be a good one, and it's definitely a big one. Both these teams desperate, in need of a win. For John Congemi, I'm Jesse Agler. Enjoy the game.